Surely he will stop for water. Nay, for a long time now the circus-running sun has raced within his fiery ring, and needs no sustenance but what's in himself. So Ahab. Mark this, too, in the whaler. While other hulls are loaded down with alien stuff, to be transferred to foreign wharves, the world-wandering whale-ship carries no cargo but herself and crew, their weapons and their wants. She has a whole lake's contents bottled in her ample hold. She is ballasted with utilities, not altogether with unusable pig-lead and kentledge. She carries years' water in her. Clear old prime Nantucket water, which, when 3 years afloat, the Nantucketer in the Pacific prefers to drink before the brackish fluid but yesterday rafted off in casks from the Peruvian or Indian streams. Hence it is that, while other ships may have gone to China from New York and back again, touching at a score of ports, the whale ship in all that interval may not have sighted one grain of soil, her crew having seen no man but floating seamen like themselves. So that, did you carry them the news that another flood had come, they would only answer, "Well, boys, here's the ark." Now, as many sperm whales had been captured off the western coast of Java, in the near vicinity of the Straits of Sunda, indeed as most of the ground round about was generally recognized by fishermen as an excellent spot for cruising,